Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival, and we're here with Kristen Stewart, lead protagonist of Seaburg in the Pearls section. Kristen, you just said in the press conference that you are not a cinephile. Why?
Oh, no, I'm a lover of cinema, but I'm not a student in the sort of expansive sense that I've seen everything or that I had years to go learn about film in an academic sense. But, of course, my life is comprised of watching movies and making movies and honoring that. Like, there's something physically that I... There would be no way to live my life without film. I don't know where those... I don't know how those gaps would be filled without it. So I'm... The only way... I guess I'm making excuses for myself by saying I'm not a cinephile. I'm saying I haven't seen every movie. People love to associate me with French cinema. I haven't seen, you know, a significant amount of French cinema in a way that I could speak to it as other quote-unquote cinephiles can. Of course I love movies. I'm a lover of movies. I'm just not an authority.
What do you think Jean Seaburg gave to the cinema world? I presume you saw all her materials in order to prepare the role, and you have a strong opinion on her.
I think she gave herself, which sounds obvious to us now, because I think that acting has become less of an act and less of a performance, and really I think that our global audience is more accepting of explorative performances rather than prepared material. But I think in the 60s, when she first started acting and people's reviews of her performances were quite violent, early on in her career, they were some of my favorite performances because you saw this girl sprawling. And in that time, other than like cool American independent movies, which actually didn't really exist yet, or sort of more interesting freeform French films, actresses were not given an opportunity to ask questions. They were fulfilling very specific roles. And I think that she was incapable of doing that. I think she was incapable of hitting a mark. I think that she had instincts that she followed that were contagious, and you never really knew what she was going to do. She felt like water or wind or something. She just felt like she was like this unwranglable cat. And that was really inspiring for me as a young quote-unquote performer that didn't want to perform, that really wanted to just exist. And it took balls. It took real bravery for a young woman to commit herself to that type of instinct.
You're choosing an interesting and indie career, I would say. Do you think that the topics, the films that are being made nowadays are changing with the times we are living?
I know things are changing. I know because I can feel them viscerally myself in a really intimate way. We live in this really accelerated growth period where we are unearthing all of these stories that have been otherwise untold over, you know, the course of, like, give or take 100 years that we've been making movies, you know, like, female perspectives have been through the lens of a male gaze for a long time. And I don't think it's this sort of, like, impressionistic or sort of, like, ambiguous, intangible notion. I can feel very specifically, being someone involved in film culture, that we're starting to be able to tell our own stories, and those stories are a lot different to the way that a man might perceive a woman's life. And in no way do I find that necessarily polarized. I think some of the best stories we have about women have been told from a male perspective, some of my all-time favorites. But we need both perspectives in order to even value that male perspective. So I can tell you that I feel really activated and really turned on by this climate. I feel it viscerally, and I feel really motivated by it. And I know that a lot of other people do too, because that feeling is contagious. And all these girls are kind of realizing that we're holding hands and that we can just get up and start speaking for ourselves. It's a really beautiful thing.
One of the questions that Jean Seaburg answers in the movie is what do people want from you as a movie star? Could you answer that question, Kristen?
It's an interesting thing because people are drawn to filmmaking and acting for different reasons. Some people love the attention and they love the esteem of it and the sort of position that you can take on through it, but they don't actually make films. They make movies, but they don't make films, and they don't ask questions that are hard and intimate and then let other people in on that experience. They package and deliver ideas in order to be famous and cool and have a lot of money, and that's very fun, and I fucking hate that. And I think especially in America, where there's less of a pervasive cinematic culture and more of an industry, it's really more about entertainment and escapism and making money off of that. There is an entitlement that the public has to actors or quote-unquote movie stars because they've put them in this supreme position. Therefore, you must give me what I want because you're getting it all. You're getting everything that we want, so you need to give us what we expect. And I understand that from a sort of thoughtfully academic position, but I think viscerally and physically I reject it so fully because I never signed up for that in the beginning and to start with, even though I've coincidentally been involved in projects that have been very successful in a monetary sense. So this entitlement thing is something that I'm opposed to and feel really strange about, which I think people know. I think people like feel that from me. But I defend it because I feel like if we could all just be honest and like have cool conversations, we'd all really like each other. So I just sort of try and have those conversations as much as I possibly can and realize that the climate in which we're making films is not perfect and it's not black and white.
And a final question, a final quick one. You've been talking about the power of fame and film to advance some causes. What about politics, the power of politics? How do you see the political landscape now in your country?
Quick question, my fucking ass. Jesus. You.
Sorry.
Wow, and I gave this one to you too, man. How do I view politics? I mean, sure, we're facing an election imminently. I know that people are these causes have become so humanitarian versus having to be somebody who is steeped in a political awareness. You don't have to be very smart to understand that this is very wrong. You don't have to be somebody who reads the paper every day or knows the inner workings of the complexities of what politics implies. I think it's an intimidating subject for people, and it's becoming less and less because the polarized nature of these issues are, they just feel so right against wrong at this point. And look, I'm like, clearly I fall on the left. I clearly don't want our president to be allowed to be president ever the fuck again. But yeah, I see not to try and make things sound positive, but I do feel a congruence and an activated togetherness that is no longer complacent, where we have been for a really long time. So I feel like it does. We feel quite turned on right now, like really ready to move forward. And I really, really, I really hope that happens. I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.